Praise the Lord. Are you ready to receive today? Praise the Lord. We can just thank the Father because we can come together and He's there with us. He's here with us to minister to all our needs through His Word. And we can receive it, can appropriate it, and be have it manifested in us. See, I believe that the time is coming when more and more that is going to be happening. We are going to be just receiving because we are growing up spiritually. And we are not babies to just be, you know, to go somebody else. You know, there is one intercession between us and God. And it's Jesus Christ. He has done everything that needed to be done. Praise the Lord. That doesn't mean that sometimes we cannot get some help, but that's fine. Okay, the Lord expects us to grow as well. Amen? So let's pray. Father, thank you for today. We just come before you. Lord, in Jesus' name, knowing that, Lord, you care about each one of us, wherever we are, on our position, spiritually before you. And we ask you, Lord, that you just open our minds and our hearts to be able to understand and receive, Lord, to be able to, Lord, know what to do practically, because, Lord, that doesn't matter how many scriptures we can quote, is when we understand them and we put them to work in our life that there is a difference in the result we get. Okay, so right now we just open our heart to you to hear your word, that we may hear, may understand, and receive from you in Jesus' mighty name, that there is no hindrance between us and you, that our relationship with you, our connection with you may be complete, because this is your desire. And we thank you in advance. Talking about our position, you see, we have to understand how important our position is, and that is we are determining that. There is no one else that can do it for us. See, that is what makes the connection. We talked about establishing, you know, turning the switch on last week to be able to have that connection with, in the spiritual dimension with the Father, with the spiritual dimension with Jesus. So to be able to really experience what God wants us to experience, we have to understand that we have a critical part in that. It just doesn't happen, you know, by itself. It's not automatic. God expects us to be part of the process. That's the only thing, and it's really not effort. It's a effortless type of a thing, but we have to make some decision. We have to make a commitment. We have to understand what is involved. Okay, and this important thing that we have to understand, that our connection with God, with the Father, our connection in the spiritual dimension, okay, has to be always on. We cannot go on and off and think we are going to get anywhere. We have to keep that going. Because the very moment when we stop it, and it's only up to us to keep it going. See, doesn't matter a decision we made 20 years ago, 20 hours ago, or, you know, 20 days ago, or 2 minutes ago. We have to keep it going. We cannot be wavering between a position of being connected with God and a position of going our own way. Because it's not going to be productive. The word said very clearly that we cannot be wavering. And we, you know, the wavering comes because we are not, you know, you are looking at the wrong thing. We are thinking the wrong way. We have to keep ourselves, you see, we should be controlling our mind by our heart and our spirit, not the mind be controlled by the things around us, so that we are tossed around by the things that happen, like the world is. That's the way the world works. That's not us. That's not the way Jesus did it. He had a really clear vision of what was all about, and he was moving toward the God, the plan of the Father. We have to understand that we cannot operate in autopilot, responding to the senses and the things that we see, hear, and feel around, and think that we are going to get anywhere spiritually. Because our senses and our body and our flesh, that's what it is going to keep us where we are, and we cannot progress spiritually. That's why many Christians, they are Christian for 50 years, and they are just as baby as when they started at the beginning, and they are not getting anywhere. There should be a progression, there should be a change, there should be a growth, there should be a transformation. So when there is life inside, that life has to have an effect on us and be manifested in the physical. If we have received Jesus as our Lord and Savior, and that life is, you know, he gave us life to us. And the life is the light of man. That means it's going to bring us also the understanding, the vision, the ability to connect, to know what to do. Okay. And we have to be, you know, aware of what's going on inside us spiritually. If we are going around like zombies, affected by only the physical world around us, there is no difference between us and the world. We have given life when we were born again. We had to realize what that means, and we had to start living accordingly, according to this new reality inside us, by being aware of it and by allowing that reality to take charge of our life. And it's not an effort. When we do it the right way, when we do in religion, we are going to fail because it failed for all the centuries before Jesus came. The Old Testament had the law and didn't work, couldn't save anybody. No one was saved in the Old Testament. And we try to go back in those way of thinking when instead it's going to keep us bound. Even today, Christians want to go to the roots. They cannot even read the Bible, because the Bible is very clear to what our position is today, and is completely different than the one in the Old Testament. We are not in the same covenant, thank goodness, because otherwise we couldn't get anywhere. We are in a new covenant that we cannot even ourselves break, because it's established between God and Jesus. So we can do anything. We can align ourselves with it or not, but it's always persistently there. And we have to understand that. But unless we become aware of our spiritual position, I've been talking about position for the last 20, 30 years. Okay? And I understood it to a degree before, but now I understand it much better. You see, as time goes by, you can talk about this, you can use the same word, but the meaning is changed completely, because you can see depth much more than you ever did before. And that's a natural thing that should happen. We shouldn't have always the same theology that we had 20 years ago, or 10 years ago, or 10 days ago, if we are growing. We should keep growing, because if we are in contact with the source, if we are in contact with the Father, if we are in contact with the Holy Spirit, He is going to do what? The job that Jesus promised He would do. What was that? To bring us into all truth, to direct us, to guide us, to show us the truth. And if you show the truth that you didn't have before, you know more stuff now than you did before. So you are going to get more than you were able to get before, because everything has to do with connection. Anything has to do with the flow of life that comes from God. The more God's life can be in you, the more you are going to be able to do the things that are supernatural and not just natural. Because God is a supernatural God. God is a spiritual God, which is the same thing. God is a spirit, and we are spirit. We were made through the breath of God. When we were, before we were, God breathed death in life into Adam, you know, he was just a piece of soil. His body was designed to respond to the life of the Spirit. So the very moment in which God breathed his life into him, he started moving around. See, that shows the approach or what should be, the way it should be functioning, because that's the way it was designed at the beginning, before man, before Adam messed it up. We should be ruled, guided by the Spirit, by God's Spirit, communicating with our spirit from which we receive life. And when we are born again, this is what should happen. We have to understand that. If we don't understand that, we cannot receive it. We are going to just not know what we are doing. And so we should be discipled to understand how to operate in this new way, in this new dimension. Church today doesn't disciple anybody because it's not organized the way it should be. It's done according to the Roman way of doing things. Putting everybody in sit there and just sit down and do nothing. Well, that's not the way Jesus did it, not the way Paul did it, not the way it was done at the beginning. This is why people don't grow. There was man to man, person to person, contact, working together. Anyway, that's another topic I talked about some other times, and I will more. But we have to understand that. Now, okay, we have to understand our position. You see, we have to get awareness of what our position is. Our position as born again believer should be to be in Christ. Do we agree on that? Okay, so we have to recognize when we are in Christ and when we are not. Because it all depends on our setting. What are we set for? You know, it says there in many scriptures, the Father, at least two or three, that we have to set our mind on things above, not on things below. So there is a setting that we have to do. And when we realize that we are not set in the right way, so that we are not in Christ for one reason or another, and the only reason for that happened is because we are distracted, because we have you know, inputs from our senses that, you know, work on our mind, and they make us think differently than what it is, and give us expectations that are not what the expectations we should have, then we are going to be operating and controlled by the flesh instead of being controlled by our spirit. And the very moment when we are controlled by the flesh, we are going to walk according to the flesh instead of walking according to the spirit. And when we walk according to the flesh, Paul says, is death. But when we walk according to the spirit, is what? Grace is grace and peace. Life and peace, but grace and peace, which actually grace is really, you know, nothing else than the manifestation of life inside us. It's the empowerment to do things beyond, you know, man's abilities. It's abilities God given to us so that we manifest God's abilities in us, God's spirit, God's characteristics. We were created like God. When we start lining up ourselves like God, we are going to act like God. That means we are going to have the fruit of the Spirit manifested in us, because this is really the outcome of the tree in which we are part. There is no effort for a tree to make, you know, for an apple tree to make apples, Fig tree to make fig. If you are connected with God, the only thing you can do is to develop fruit of the Spirit. Jesus said, by the fruit you shall know them. He's not talking about the physical thing. He's talking about the spiritual component. And we are going to see scriptures talking about that. I'm not following anything. No, I'm following everything, but, you know, not my notes. Are you following what I'm saying? See, we need to take charge at the spiritual level of our life so that we are not walking like the world works. We have to walk like Jesus did, only doing what we see our Father doing. But if we are not connected with our Father, how can you do that? Impossible. So there has to be that connection there, and that connection comes, we talked about last week, by us switching on the connection. You know, it's like a power that we need to receive from inside. Life is the same thing. Life is power. It's like electricity. If you don't turn the switch on, there is nothing is flowing, although there is a, you know, if you put the finger in there, you get zapped. Okay? Why? Because it's not allowed to, because there is a switch here that is off. So when you switch off, then you better switch it on if you want to manifest the things that you would expect to happen in your life. Otherwise, you can be as well in the world. Doesn't matter the decision of this. When you switch this, the switch 20 years ago, doesn't make any matter today. You know, for God doesn't care in the past. God is a God of now. Only now counts. So if you disconnect now, you could have been connected for 20 years, for 50 years. Today are disconnected. There is no flow there. There is no life in you. You better realize that. We need to keep that relationship flowing. God wants a relationship with us. Doesn't want us to go on and off. You know, on Sunday morning we go to church, put the switch on, put the, you know, the operation that looks like Christian around. And after all, the rest of the time, when you go out, you start doing whatever you want. Because you are not connected, because the Spirit inside you is not guiding you naturally to do the right thing. There is no effort to be a godly person when you are connected. If you are disconnected, there is no effort that you can do to be one. It's not by following the rules, like the Old Testament. That is the law of sin and death. That's not the way we operate anymore, thank goodness. And, you know, we should be careful not to fall back into that mentality, into those errors that bring death, not life. I didn't say that. Read Paul all over the place. Jesus himself said that. Okay? Always continue to talk about our unity with the Father. His unity with the Father. He's seeing the things that the Father were doing. And that connection with the Father was determining his behavior, his action, whatever he did and thought. We should learn to walk like he did, and this is God's plan for us. And we just, oh, no, you can't do that. Well, you can do that. Sure, you can do that. You have to know how to go about doing it. Okay? This is where we have to understand we cannot go by the things of the flesh. We cannot go by our senses. We cannot go by our reaction to the world around us, by our emotions, by our feeling, by all these things. This is the flesh. We had to go by the Spirit. You had to understand when the Spirit is taking over and when your flesh is starting to take over. Because the flesh tries to control. Your mind is trying to control. And we had to resist that. and know what to do so that it actually becomes natural to be flowing with God. You know, that means that when we find ourselves, that's where awareness becomes. You know, I talked about conscious living for a long time, you know, starting 2-3 years ago. We had to be conscious of our spiritual conditions to be able to operate and to function properly, because if we go by the feeling, if you go autopilot, we are going to be in the flesh all the time. We are going to get nowhere spiritually. We are going to never see a manifestation of supernatural power in our life. We are going to always be pushed around by the enemy. Are you still with me? If you want to have victory, was provided for us. If you want to add the blessing that God wants to bring to you, you know, you are not going to have them by being religious, by be doing the things. It's by being in the right place, by being in the right position with respect to God, so that God's flow and power and life can come through you, and with the life come the light that, you know, that is going to enable you to see the things the way they are. And the more light, the more life you have, the more light is going to be inside you. Hallelujah. This is, you cannot get that by your own effort. No one can get it by themselves. The only way they get it is by connecting what Jesus did and benefited from the great transition, or the greatest change that took place. That is described in 2 Corinthians 5:21, who knew no sin became sin for us, so that we may become what? The righteousness of God in him. So as we are connected with him, if we are connected with that life, they are going to be manifested in us is God's righteousness. That means the same righteousness that Jesus had, operating and functioning in us and regulating our life. No effort. It's too good to be true to the mind of the world. But anybody that had actually a spiritual experience with the power of God and with being really transformed by being born again, truly, instead of just going through a little prayer, then you're going to see that there is a transformation that takes place that puts you in a completely different level. You start to walk and operate at the spiritual dimension as well as the physical dimension. And the physical dimension is going to be dependent on the physical dimension, not vice versa. Otherwise, the flesh is taking over. It's messing up your spiritual side. So we have to be aware. See, James chapter 1, verse 23, you know, you can read it and following, you know, says very clearly some things. Okay. To do. You can do, you can read the Bible, New Testament, applied according to Old Testament rules, and be just religious and get nowhere. There are no rules. We don't go by all those rules. We go by the Spirit of God operating in us, guiding us into all truth. Let me read it to you. It says, James 1:22, but be doers of the word, not hearers only, deceiving yourself. Now, you say, okay, well, I'm going to do everything that the Bible says to do. Yeah, and then you get really religious because you don't know what you're doing. Okay, but for everyone who is here of the world and not doer, he is like a man observing him that his natural face in the mirror. For he observes himself, goes away, and immediately forgets what kind of man he was. You see, the thing is, you see, if you depend on your senses, the very moment in which you are reading the scripture, and the scriptures are spirit and they are life, they are going to affect you and you are going to see things. See the way you should be. But the very moment when you stop looking and you're depending still on your senses, you're going to be distracted by your senses and you're going to do what your senses tell you to do. which means fleshy things that are not spiritual, and you are not going to line up with the Word anymore. Unless you can keep yourself in that position that you were before. I lost you? I hope not. Okay? So, it's not by being strictly religious that you're going to get be doer of the word. Is when your word, the word of God, has transformed inside you and is ruling you that you are going to do the right thing naturally, because that's the manifestation of who you are, not what you are trying to be. Because the righteousness of God is being transferred to you, and you are going to do exactly what God wants. You do only what you see your Father doing, because He's written it in your heart. That's what it says he's going to do. So he's not being religious. He's being righteous. Not of your own righteousness, but by his righteousness that is imparted to you without any effort, by making a decision and repenting of your sins, or repenting of your, you know, people think about sin, just terrible things. I mean, some things can cut you from God that are not even sin for anybody else, but are sin for you because they are idols in your life. So it's not the gravity of the problem. All things are possible. All things are acceptable. But you have to see what the Spirit is saying. Now, let me go back here. Okay, so he observed himself and goes away and immediately forget it. He said, but, and this is the big but that we have to look at. Okay, says, but he who looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues in it, is not forgetful, a forgetful eater, but a doer of the work. For the one will be blessed in all what he does. So you see, we are going to be blessed, and we are going to do everything right. Okay, because why? Because we are looking. You know, it's not there saying, you know, I look at the law and then forget it. You can't forget it. There you have to keep looking at it. Has to be there in front of your eyes all the time. And it's not physically, but I'm talking about spiritually. You have been looking at the word all the time. Looking at what? Looking at the perfect law of liberty, which is completely different from the law of sin and death. The law of sin and death is the old commandment of the Old Testament. Don't do this, don't do that, do these other things, otherwise you're going to go to hell. You're going to go to hell anyway, because you are not saved by the work you do. Hello? You were saved by faith. Okay? So that's not the way. What he's saying is you have to look. You know, when the people, the children of Israel, were bitten by the snakes because they got, you know, in problem with their flesh before. Well, you know, they had to keep looking at the on the pole where the snake of, you know, golden snake was on top of the pole to be able to receive. And they had to keep looking there not to die. If they stopped looking, the poison would work. We have to keep looking at the law of liberty. The law of liberty doesn't mean we can go around doing whatever. You see, this is the way the enemy works. The enemy knows how to use the scripture to put people in trouble. So they come up with theology that is completely false and is lies, and people believe it and justify themselves so that they can walk in the flesh, because the people they've invented, they preach the things, are the people that were, first of all, the one that were following the flesh instead of following the spirit. You know, if you meditate, just take note of that. If you meditate in the scripture, and you do it in the flesh, you are going to get distorted doctrine supernaturally. You are going to get demonic doctrines, doctrines of demon. This is why today there is so much confusion in Christianity, with lots of these stupid ideas that anybody can see from a mile away that are not Christianity, and everybody believes it because it's convenient. Like the hyper faith, hyper grace, and all the other stuff. You know, oh, it doesn't matter what you do. You know, Jesus paid all the sins. Yeah. Doesn't matter what you do. You go to hell straight right away. Thinking that you are going to go to heaven. Are going to be a big surprise because you believe these liars that talks about what the devil says. Are you listening to me? Don't have. I remember listening to somebody say, you know, he preached about the fear of God, and then the pastor of the church came there and says, well, you know, forget what, you know, the evangelist said about the fear of the Lord, because today we don't have to have fear of the Lord. Are you idiots or what? The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. You better be fearful of God, because if you don't not connected with Him, you are in trouble. Anyway, we may go in a minute a bit more into that, but let me finish here. Okay, so the way look intently, look into the perfect law of liberty. And continues in it. Doesn't say you just have a look at it and then go around and do your own business. You have to continue in the word. You have to continue in the law of liberty. You have to continue in that position that you have. See, the law of liberty is not a law that says, you know, 1, 2, 3 commandments. The law of liberty is connection with God. That's the only thing that you need. If you realize that this is disconnected with God, cut it off. You better go without, you know, some pleasures or some, you know, Jesus said eyes or arm, whatever, you know, you do better that than you go to with these things on you and you go to hell with it. Are you following me? Continuously. Continue in it. You're not forgetful, but the ear, then he will be blessed in what he does. Doesn't say, if you are there seeking to be blessed all the time, you are going to be blessed. It's the same thing if you try to get love all the time, the only thing you're going to get is disappointment and destruction. You go after righteousness and under the kingdom of God, and all these blessings shall come unto you. But they come not because you look for them. If they come, become they just poured upon you. And you don't know where even they're coming. Okay. So, focus on it. Do not be distracted. The distraction is the way the enemy works. That's the way he worked at the beginning with Adam and Eve. He distracted her by what? Showing the fruit. Showing that it was good to look. Maybe even, you know, possibly, you know, thinking about having imagination that she was going to be so special, going to be like God. Well, she was already like God. That's the way she was constructed, that was put together. She was in the likeness of God, so she didn't need to do any change. She already was operating in that way. She looked for something that she already had, and because of looking at the wrong way, she lost it. And with her, everybody else came after them. Except for those that are took advantage of what Jesus did. Are you still with me? Don't be forgetful. God's blessings don't come by chance. They are determined by your position. And your position has to be based on the word. My word, they are life and they are, you know, they are truth and they are life. So that's the origin. This is the contact that we have. That's the place, you know, that's what produces the switch. So what is this perfect law of liberty? It's not you can do anything you want. It's that you only do what makes you free. Romans 8:1. There is therefore no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. We do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. She's talking about the same thing I've been talking about to now. So there is no condemnation. You know, you can go, you have the righteousness of God. You know, that's what righteousness means. That there is nothing separating you from God. That you and God are face to face. Now, nobody in the Old Testament was righteous. The same way as we can be. Hello? I don't care, even Moses. Moses was a murderer. And he didn't have righteousness. Yet he could connect with God because he took some steps. And so there was an opening there. And God, in his goodness, gave him something he didn't deserve. And evidently he was much better than all the others because otherwise he wouldn't have got even that. God uses anybody that he can get, including you or me. He is super patient and unbelievably good and loving. Okay? When we realize that, we change our perception of the Father. Okay? So, walking not according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. That means, you know, not walking according to the flesh, that we don't go by our senses, we don't go by reacting, by, you know, go by the feeling or by emotions. That's the flesh. We walk according to the Spirit, which is really determined by what is the Spirit is what is in the Word of God. Because my Word, Jesus said, are Spirit and they are truth. So that's the way you are. Continue here. Okay. Romans 8:2. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free of the law of sin and death. So that's the key. You see, it's this law that I came in, which actually means simply the fact that because I'm connected with what Jesus did, there is to be the transference. Okay, who know not sin became sin for us so that I may become the righteousness of God in him. I didn't do anything. The only thing is say, I believe, I thank you, and I receive it. I repent of what I've done, and I take it for that. Just that thing, that's the position. You see, that's a spiritual position that we have to take, and we have to keep. That's the only thing. As we take that position, and we keep that position, then the transference, or the great exchange, take place, which is the biggest miracle that anybody can do. We were dead spiritually, we become alive spiritually. That means the Spirit of God comes inside us. We become alive and we start walking according to the power of God instead of and his righteousness instead of our righteousness. And if allow that truth inside us to control us, and we are focused on it, we keep looking at that. That's the thing. We keep looking at what? What Jesus did, what he has done for us, what he achieved for us. That's the only thing we do. And we look at the Word. The Word ministered to us. We keep getting redirection from that. And then we, you know, that was working even in the Old Testament. That the psalm says very clearly, you know, I put your word into my heart so that I may not sin against you. So we had to put the word in our heart. But we had to, you know, the thing is, there is a lot of word to keep there. Okay, but if we keep our focus on what Jesus did, what he achieved for us, what is now is inside us, what makes us tick now, not the way the world, not the desires of the world, not the things of the world, but the desire of allowing the power of God to work in us, that life of God that is inside us is motivating, is energizing, is empowering us. Life is motivation, is life, is power, is everything else. Are you following me? Okay, that life is what we are, what we really are. And we had to allow that to control us instead of our feelings, our senses, our thing. Oh, you know, what is going to happen next? No, no. I trust God. Trust God with all your heart and lean not in your own understanding. You know, that's said in the Old Testament, but that's still word, and the word is true today as it was then. We have to see when word is talking about spiritual things and when it's talking about physical things that are taking place. Okay? Now, are you still with me? So we have to be aware of that. We have to be aware. When we realize that we are not operating that way, that we are responding to the senses, we are responding to what the world says, we are responding to what we see, and we get caught up, afraid. You know, there should be, if we have life in us, if we have trust and faith, with faith there not going to be any fear. If there is fear, the indication is that there you are not connected with God, because God doesn't have any fear. The only fear comes from the world. With God, we have, everything is taken care of. He's afraid of nothing. Do you think God is afraid of nothing, of something? Is God, do you think God is going to get sick? Do you think that God is going to get COVID or any other stupid thing they go around saying? No way. Now, the idea, I don't care what anybody says, but the idea is that God has life, not death. In the flesh, if you walk in the flesh, walking in the carnally, be carnally minded is what? Death. Be spiritual mind is life. Now, you can choose the two. You want death? Go right ahead. And nobody's going to stop you, not even God. You want life? You know what to do. There is the word. There is what Jesus did. There is a God that wants to give you life. And this is the plan that he has for everybody, not for just some special people. Okay? That is his desire for everybody. So when you realize awareness, consciousness, when you realize that you are not walking in the Spirit, when we are responding to the senses by fear, by other things, whatever it is, by thinking the wrong thing, by being offended when somebody does something, by being turned off, when the preachers preach something that doesn't meet with the old theology, you know, whatever your problem is, if you let these things affect you and you just don't operate according to the fruit of the Spirit, you know that you are not setting yourself properly, that your position is wrong, that you should just get back and change and go back where you are. You have to reset yourself. You have to reset yourself. You know, how many times you have to reset yourself? As many times as you need. As soon as you realize that you are set the wrong thing, as soon as you realize your switch is off, don't waste any time. Go and turn it on. That's the bottom line. That's what we have to do. Keep it off. Keep resetting yourself. Okay? Praise the Lord. See, because you cannot in any other way overcome. Romans 8:4 says that the righteousness requirement of the law, that means, you know, doing all the commandments and all the other things in the Old Testament, which was the life of death, the law of death, okay, might be fulfilled not by walking according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. So the only way that you are going to fulfill all the requirements of the law is walking in the Spirit. And you are going to walk in the Spirit by what we're doing what? The only way you can do that is verse 5. For those who live according to the flesh set their mind on things of the flesh. But those who live according to the Spirit, to things of the Spirit. So you see, you have to set your mind on spiritual things, not on the fleshy things, not on your senses, your emotions, your physical situation, whatever it is, your circumstances. You look at what the Word of God says, and you believe the Word of God. You stand on the Word of God. Say, well, you know, nothing changes. On the moment, maybe. You have to give God the time, you know, actually yourself the time to receive. So we have to live, says, you know, those who live, let me repeat it again, live according to the flesh, set their mind on the things of the flesh. That's the switch. You set your mind, not on the things of the flesh, but on the things of the Spirit. And you stay there. See, continuously, you keep looking at that. That's what we saw before. So that means, you know, you live accordingly, you know, you're going to believe, okay, and behave the right way because it's the natural thing you do when you set your mind in a certain direction. Okay? That means, you know, you're going to see manifest in the fruit of the Spirit in your life instead of the works of the flesh. As soon as you see some work of the flesh coming up, you know you are off. Whatever that is. And the work of the flesh are always based on your feelings. But the fruit of the Spirit are not. Oops. Okay. So your position is critical for your ability to actually get anywhere. Now we have to be careful. Because people look at the physical in the wrong way. And it's very clearly, Jesus said a very good thing. You know, when you're position is in the flesh, okay, you are compromised. No matter what you are doing, you are in problem. You have deceived. I would say, well, Jesus said in Matthew chapter 7, verse 20 and following, therefore, by the fruit you shall know them. Okay, now continue though, because you have to see you are really blind there. Not everyone who says, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven. Okay, what does it mean? Well, it can go sometime. But he who does the will of my Father in heaven. So you say, you know, I can only do what I see my Father doing. Why? Because I look at the Word gives me the direction, and I do exactly, you know, and the Word has an effect on me, and I'm just naturally doing those things. Okay, says, many will say to me that day, Lord, Lord, have I not prophesied in your name, or cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name? I mean, these things, evidently they were doing that. I mean, Jesus was explaining this. So he says, you know, I don't care what things you think you're going to do spiritually. He says, and then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. Is that clear? I mean, Todd, you better, you know, from that kind of a statement, this is Jesus, even before he died, you know, he was just preparing the ground for people to see. The people, those people there, they couldn't understand what he was talking about. Or we should. Okay, well, you know, we better, after reading the scripture, you know, the conclusion that we better put the fear of the Lord, you know, in front of us all the time. It doesn't matter what we are doing and the result we are getting in the physical. If there is no spiritual result, a spiritual manifestation of the fruit of the Spirit in our life. I don't care what ministry you got. You can see that very well today in the world. Are you following me? Don't go by the physical. Set your mind on this, not earthly things, but on spiritual things, on the truth. The truth doesn't change. Okay, the word of God is very clear. You know, Romans 8:6 says, to be carnally minded is death, to be spiritually minded is life and peace. The carnally minded is dead means, you know, is going to nullify all the what Jesus did for you. Okay? Don't trust a decision that you made in the past. That decision should be valid today. Your position is determined now. Every minute. You should keep that, okay? This is what we want. Don't trust the decision. God is a God of now. I said that today at the beginning, okay? If you want to have life, though the life of God, the power of God, remaining and working in you and guiding you and empowering you to do the right thing, you have to keep your position and the connection with God right then and there, okay? And that's going to result in peace. Then the only way that you're going to get peace is because life is inside you, because you are confident, you are, you know, we have everything that you need, and you are taken care of. Okay. Now, we are not born again to be defeated. Okay. The only thing that is required is that you keep that decision and you keep focusing on the spiritual things. And when I'm talking about physical, the spiritual thing, I'm talking about spiritual things, not physical thing, not stuff that you know sound religious or you know is just spiritual, a spiritual dimension that you connect with God. The truth in to God, you have to connect in spirit and in truth. If you don't understand what that means, then you got the trouble. You need to understand what that involves and what that does. Okay. Why? Because be carnally minded is enemy against God. Okay, so anytime that you are controlled by the senses, by your feeling, by your emotion, you're an enemy to God. Not, cannot go around with God, cannot connect with God, God cannot connect with you. That's very clear. Okay. So then, okay, nor it does subject to the law of God, nor indeed he can, okay? So then, those who are in the flesh cannot please God. So we have to understand, it shouldn't be so difficult or so, you know, complicated to understand what are you doing, and if you are or if you are not in connection with God. After having understood the scripture, having applied to yourself, having experienced what it means to be in connection with God and to be guided by Him. This is what the Holy Spirit's job is. That's why Jesus said, you know, it's convenient for me to go away because if I stay here, I cannot minister to you. But if I go away, you know, I'll send the Holy Spirit and He will guide you. And that means everybody, everywhere. See, it's not limited to, you know, Jerusalem or some other places in the Middle East. It's anywhere in the world. Everybody connect the same way. It's always there with you wherever you are. That's a better deal. That's why Jesus said, it is convenient, it is advantageous for you to for me to go away, because if I don't go away, I cannot send the Holy Spirit to you. We need the Holy Spirit to guide us and to direct us so that we can keep the connection. You see, He is the connection. He's the Spirit of God inside us. He lives in us. We are the temple of the Holy Spirit. That means, you know, He's staying there. Wherever we go, He goes. How to move God. That's the way you do it. I mean, this is that's scripture. Okay, thing is, people don't think that way because they've been talking in the flesh. They're reading the Bible in a fleshy way, according to the physical, instead of talking about the spirit, because Jesus came and changed everything. When he came, before, everything was physical. When Jesus came, everything becomes spiritual. The physical thing is secondary. Is the result of the spiritual. If you want to get any breakthrough spiritually, you have to do it in the physical, in the spiritual, not in the physical way. And instead, everybody tries to, you know, work really hard. It's not working hard. It's making a connection. It takes 1 second to make a connection. How long it takes to turn on a switch? Big difference. If you are in a house that is frozen and cold, you know, and there, you know, trying to work hard to warm it up, no, the only thing you have to do is switch on the heating system. And it doesn't take very much that you're going to start feeling better. You put on the heat spiritually and you'll see what happened. Are you following me? Gosh. Praise the Lord. You must reset your mind. Whenever you realize that you are operating or functioning or you're walking in the flesh, so that you can walk in the spirit again. And you try to stay there, and after, you see, it's a question of habit. See, if you get, Jesus never had a problem. He said, I only do what I see my Father doing. I mean, that should be our motto. See, but the only way to do that is not by trying really hard. It's by having done the homework before, to have set up your mind and to stay in the Word. And you don't even need any scripture. You see, don't need to memorize the whole Bible. That's scriptural. Don't need to be like the Jews that memorized the whole Bible. Why? Because the Bible says, Jesus said, the Holy Spirit said, I'll bring you to remembrance anything you need. I will bring to your remembrance everything you need to know that I said to you. Now, you had to have it there to, at least some time, but sometime even when you didn't hear it, you find out, you know, that he speaks to you and says, oh, where is that? You go and check it out and you find it right there in front of your nose. Are you still with me? Praise the Lord. I mean, this is, you know, a baby should be able to do it. You don't need to have a PhD in theology. Actually, if you have a PhD in theology, you are going to have a problem following what I'm saying because you are so much thinking in your brain that it has to be motivated. And before you get anywhere, you have to eradicate all those ideas that are going to rob you from the truth. I met so many people that they you know, end up studying and they were losing their faith. Be careful where you get the ideas that you get. Go to the Word. That's the only place that is the source of life. Everybody else, you have some food is already digested by somebody else and probably, you know, they put the wrong spices in it. And, you know, I mean, that's they put stuff so that you get the taste that you want. But it's not the taste that you want. It's the truth that you want. All right. Where are we? I think I have better close here. Praise the Lord. So, me go close with something, and then we do a prayer together about this resetting our mind. Okay? We want to reset our mind. Yeah. We must reset our mind whenever we realize we are not set properly. Okay? when you're, you know, work engine doesn't work properly, you better reset it. You got to fix it. Okay? So, praise the Lord. That means, you know, your position has to change. You have to recognize, become aware of your position. That's what we said up to now. Become aware of your position, be based on your position, on not based on setting your mind on physical things, on your emotions, your reaction, but on spiritual things. That means the things that are written in the Word, because the Word are life, and they are going to give us the direction that you need. Okay. So, I think we should just say a prayer together. Okay. And let me give a suggestion. I woke up this morning, yesterday. And the Lord told me, you know, we should reset every day our mind when we wake up. That's the best place to reset ourselves. See, that sets up us for the day. We don't go by the way we feel. You know, we often, when you wake up, you go in front of the mirror, you look at yourself, and, you know, you go by the way you look or the way you feel, and sometimes you don't feel that great. And, you know, and you don't like too much what you see. Okay. That's the wrong way to start the day. Before you look at the mirror, look at the true mirror, which is the Word of God. It shows it the way you should look. And start looking at that and start taking a position and reset yourself according to what you see, so that when you start going around and you see the other things, you say, no, I'm not that. I'm this, what I set up before. Okay. You have to take a position and do it constantly every day. And during the day, if you find yourself shifting, do it again. So the more you do that, the more used to get to actually operate that way. And so it becomes natural for you to be properly set, probably in the position of victory instead of defeat. Praise the Lord. All right. So let's go before the Lord and do a bit of resetting here. Amen? Okay. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Lord, we appreciate the love that you have for us. Lord, we receive it by your word in our heart. We thank you that Jesus died for us, paid for our sins, so that we may receive his righteousness in our life, that we may receive your life in us, in our spirit, so that we may be righteous before you. And we thank you right now. We thank you for what you have done, made it possible for us to walk according to your way, to walk according to the Spirit, so that we may not experience any condemnation, but we may experience righteousness of God working in us, not seeking to get things that you have already given us. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy. You are a good Father, and we rejoice in you today. We thank you for your goodness, for everything you've done. Lord, thank you for giving us the Word and Jesus to be an example for us. Thank you, Lord, that we can walk as you walked. Thank you, Lord, that we can think as he thought. That we can have the mind of Christ because it's in the Word. And we can come to the Word to get direction, to get life, to get power, to get the anointing, to break every yoke in our life and in the lives around us. And we thank you for that in Jesus' name. Lord, that we may be contagious with our life. The same word that is contagious, the world is contagious with sickness. That we may destroy the works of the devil, because this is the job that you gave us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord.